This week, a landing gear failure on the Electra.
Is it coming down at all, or?
No. Ray's crew is forced to make an emergency landing.
And the only thing left is to bite the bullet and do it.
Just 300 feet. Everybody's ready?
Monday morning.
We got 31 electric trips. Give me a call. I'm just trying to cover my bases.
And Mikey has struck gold.
We just landed an electric contract delivering mining supplies to an ice strip about 300 miles away. And it couldn't happen at a better time. This was supposed to be our slow month. And actually, it's going to probably turn out to be our biggest month of the year.
But Mikey has no idea of the danger that lies ahead.
That is no strip check. This is what it looks like.
The ice strip has a big crack.
You can see down the middle here. There's a crack right down the middle. Like that.
Captain Ray Weber scouted the strip yesterday in another airline's rugged Lockheed Hercules.
The Hercules has a different landing gear than we do. It's a little softer, a little more forgiving.
The Electra isn't designed to land on rough surfaces.
The Electra generally needs to be treated a little more gently. That way you don't end up breaking airplanes in places that you can't fix them.
What I wanted was Sean to see a strip on his own and make his own assessments. Because as in 20, 50, whatever days here, he's going to be doing it.
Aviation is a risky business, and aviation in the north is even riskier. But this is multiple takeoffs, multiple landings on an ice strip. We're not going to a 10,000-foot paved strip. We're going to an ice strip literally in the middle of nowhere.
This will be 50 years of flying in August.
Nearly 69, Ray is set to retire in a couple of months.
Aviation has been a great life for me. I haven't loved every minute of it, but most of it.
Ray's flown for half a century.
Start 4-1-0, Louie. 4 is clear.
But today, Sean Barry, with just a fraction of that experience, is in the captain seat of this Electra, known by its call sign, BAQ.
4 is clear, 1-0.
He'll be landing the 70,000-pound turboprop on the ice strip for the first time.
Rotation.
Joining mechanic Adam Smith and flight engineer Luby Lobosch is DC-4 co-pilot Graham Ferguson.
Officially, I was like a lone master. I was kind of just riding along, helping him out. You know, I was just sitting in the back and sort of paying attention to what they're all doing, because that's another part of the reason why I go along, is to learn some stuff.
Graham is about to learn more than he ever imagined. In fact, this crew is about to be tested like never before. Flight 1105 heads to an ice strip 500 kilometers away. The backup Electra, call sign LBA, is also on the move.
We really had to get LBA in the hangar to get ready for a backup.
LBA has been sitting outside all winter.
Watch out there, James.
It's even missing an engine.
Going to an ice strip, any number of things could happen that you might be forced to use your backup airplane.
And that could be much sooner than Mikey thinks.
Don't see the camp here, eh?
Nope.
See it there now. It's just after 1 o'clock there.
They don't have a great deal of maintenance equipment here to look after runways.
Flap 78, please.
Speed checks, flaps are traveling.
Gear down, landing checks.
Eight, gear down.
That's Buffalo 1105, turning final off this way.
Still moving, is it?
Yep.
There, now it's stable.
Landing gear
down 3 green.
Confirm.
But before they land,
take her just a little bit to your right, John, and then you'll be able to see the whole goddamn strip.
Ray decides to circle over the strip for a quick look.
You see the polished part there in the center, isn't it?
Yep.
That's the part to try and stay off if you can.
Those wheels should be left of that polished area.
Yep.
Now that he sees the dangers, it's up to Sean, the rookie captain, to land the plane safely.
15, 14, threshold 13, 19, 10, 80 knots, check.
There's the pumps right there. Easy on the brakes.
We were down at, were you home here, Brent?
No, just a little bit of bump in my chest there.
Oh. Here was a hurt turnaround yesterday.
It's not bad.
No, it's not great, but
it's not bad.
No.
And the crack in here anywhere?
No.
They made it in one piece, and the strip wasn't as rough as they feared.
We're not going to hurt the airplane on this runway. At least not unless we do something stupid, which is always possible.
But Ray doesn't realize that the rough strip may have already taken a toll on the landing gear, and he'll find out soon enough. In the Buffalo hangar, Mikey has a surprise for a special boy.
Oh, look at this. Happy birthday, Mr. Chuck.
Yeah, right on, little brother. Where's my present?
Is that it?
Oh, no. We got a present for him. To a special boy on his 13th birthday.
Yeah.
A leap year baby born on February 29th, 1960. You could say Chuck is turning 13.
Yeah.
There we go.
I've been looking forward to this day for 52 friggin' years, man. I'm finally a teenager. Yeah, right on.
Here's the present. There you go, so you don't have to borrow James's tools anymore. We gotta check the age on it. What do I say? Well, 13 plus, we're good.
13 plus, yeah. That's good, right on.
Right on. Well, happy birthday. Birthday boy gets the first piece.
It's only taken him half a century to get here.
Holy shit. That's good stuff.
He said that he only got this cleaned up here about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, really?
Out at the mining camp, Ray and Sean get a better look at the ice strip.
Seems a lot closer when you crack. No big obvious cracks or anything on the ramp, so that's good. Stays cold, it'll be fine.
Yeah. It looks actually pretty good now.
Yeah.
The cracks are all, they scoured it here and they flooded it and it looks pretty good. Well, I think we're just about ready to go home.
Yep.
And we'll be back again in 3 hours.
And Slate Buffalo 1105 has taxi to take off.
Copy that.
two. Everybody's ready?
Showing an unsafe light, which means the landing gear is either up and locked or down and locked. It's somewhere in between.
And I'm thinking, what's going on here?
Just maintain less than 190 knots here, Sean.
Yep.
Rick comes in back on the power.
One of the first things you normally do is cycle the landing gear.
Well, let's try and drop down again.
Yeah, better go.
Go ahead, shoot down.
Expected with the right main landing gear, didn't budge.
What do we got here now? Shit.
Buffalo. Ray calls back to the ice strip to report the failed landing gear.
And Goose Link, it's Buffalo 1105.
Don't forget.
We have a problem with our right main gear. The right main gear is stuck. It's not all the way up. If you can pass that on to company, then we're going to have to declare an emergency when we get the owner.
Copy that. I'll pass it along.
We're going to have to hold 190 knots all the way home here.
Yeah.
They're taking precautions now, but the real danger will come when they try to land.
If that gear is not down, it's going to be not fun.
No.
No.
So when she radioed us back, she said that he had a gear stuck up.
Buffalo's received a confusing message from Goose Lake.
I just phoned and asked her whether they're dragging.
Hi, Jessica. It's Bonnie calling you back from Buffalo Airways. Can you repeat those exact words that they called in? Okay. So they said it was that wasn't coming all the way up? The gear wasn't coming all the way up. Okay, Jessica, thank you.
So
right,
the gear
is stuck and it's not coming all the way up. That is what they radioed in.
Okay.
And
well, I'd like to actually talk to him.
Find out what's going on.
Soon as you get in contact with him, we'll just let Chuck talk to the crew and go through the sequence that we have to do.
BHQ, this is company.
Still out of radio contact with Buffalo. The flight crew reviews the emergency procedure.
Retract gear and make a belly landing if possible.
The quick reference handbook recommends landing with all the gear up on the plane's belly.
So, the belly landing, you dump your fuel. We're not going to have that much anyway, so...
Don't
lose equipment.
It's easy to say that. I don't think we're in any danger, but... I had a worry there that this could be a disaster in the making.
In all his years of flying, Ray has never had to land a plane, let alone an Electra, with the gear up.
Oh,
yeah.
But Sean has, sort of.
last year, I did a gear up landing on the CP-140 military simulator.
The simulator was for the Aurora, a military version of the Electra.
When I landed the CP-140, all we did were a total belly landing.
And when the virtual plane finally skidded to a stop, the simulated landing had ripped it to pieces.
Landing gear retracts speedbooks from the reference manual.
And again, you know, I did this in the simulator, but how is it going to be the same?
Cabin, depressurize all fuel to boot pumps off. 578 after crossing threshold, power levers idle.
Is it going to be the same? Is it going to be different? Is everything going to be okay? You know?
We're going to destroy the boot pump. We can't get the boots down. There's no motion on that gear at all, Sean.
Buffalo's Electra, known by the call letters BAQ, is limping back to Yellowknife at 190 knots, with the right main landing gear jammed.
Every pilot has gone through some sort of emergency. I've gone through maybe three before this, but not like this.
The only thing we can try, Sean, is to bounce the airplane with the gear down, like a good solid jump on the left main gear. We have to get a good firm smack down. Hopefully, it's able to lose. If not, landing with that unsafe gear is going to be where we go.
But is Sean ready and willing to attempt this dangerous maneuver?
Do you want to do this? Are you on the trade seats, or what do you want to do here?
I hesitated. I was trying to think of it, like, do I want to do this?
And he looked at me, and I could see right away that he wasn't comfortable.
We'll get Graham to sit in the right seat, and then you and I'll train him.
Good. Basically, it came down to raise experience and raise knowledge.
When you got that much experience sitting next to you, that's a guy you want flying the plane.
In the courier seats behind the cockpit, Graham studies the Electra manual for the emergency procedure.
The nose wheel steering on the aircraft is only on the captain's side, and that's a key control surface there when you're doing a landing. So they needed to switch seats.
For Ray and Sean to switch seats in flight, another pilot has to take control of the plane.
Next thing you know, Ray's there. He's like, we're going to switch seats. We need you to just step in for a couple of minutes.
A couple of minutes is the extent of Graham's prior experience flying the Electra.
I didn't have a headset on while I was doing all this.
There's nothing different. Just hold it level. Great. It's all trimmed out. Plane is out. Do you have control?
I have.
Now, this wounded bird is in the hands of a total rookie.
And as soon as Ray sits down, I'm like, you're like trying to give him back control.
Ray, you're ready?
Still adjusting all the seat belts and stuff. I'm like, all right, I guess I still have it.
Shit.
I was thinking, not only am I flying Electra, but I'm flying Electra that's probably going to get wrecked and has a serious problem with it. Yeah, that part was kind of surreal.
We're not going to give up. We're going to take the airplane to Yellowknife, and I'm going to pound the shit out of it. Try to shake that gear now. We might just knock it loose.
This is company.
At Buffalo, Joe, Chuck, and Mikey are still in the dark and desperate for work.
They've gone into a reduced speed.
BAQ, this is company.
Just 6 months ago, a series of fatal crashes shook Yellowknife.
It's been a really tough time for aviation in the north, and events that happened previous has really opened my eyes. We're not invincible. You know, stuff happens. So today, the stuff was happening to us.
EAQ, this is company.
EAQ, go ahead.
Okay, we're inbound, and we're about 40 minutes, 45 minutes out. Our right main gear is jammed in the gear doors. The other two are down.
Yeah, did your problem start on a gear retraction, or did it happen on cycle?
No, it happened on the front gear when we came off the lane. It didn't come up. We went to recycle it and it didn't come down. And we have to look at it and it is stuck there. It is well and truly stuck now.
Put your seatbelt on, give it a good jeef and see what happens.
We actually took it right into a stall with the high G and then shipped the heck out of everything and the gear never even moved. Well, we get it now. We're going to try and do the touch and go. And if we can pound it on the runway there, if you got your fingers crossed, we may shake it loose.
Ray will have to bring the Electra down hard and fast and then take off as soon as he hits the runway. But if he lets the right wing dip too low, the right side engines and the wing could smack the pavement, leaving the plane careening down the runway.
Those two props on the right-hand side are not protected by a landing gear anymore. And if you let them contact the ground when they're producing power, they will come apart, probably rupturing a hull, but likely severing controls.
The fate of the plane and the souls on board is in Ray's hands.
This is going to be not fun.
Good luck.
Yellowknife Tower, it's Buffalo 1105.
BAQ circles overhead.
Buffalo 1105, go ahead. We'd like to do touch and goes on our one good main and a left-hand circuit and see if that helps anything at your convenience.
Buffalo 1105, you're clear runway 34.
You got power to all your engines there, and if you freaking dip that wing too low, you know, you hit a prop on that side, and it's going to be a real ugly day. It's like props are going to be flying everywhere, and it's not going to be good.
Landing check. Landing gear. Two green.
You are defying distant gravity going flying, and that's part of the thrill of flying, that there is an inherent danger that every day you overcome.
Okay, here we go. Everybody's ready?
Who's ready?
Buffalo 1105 rolling out the final for touch and go 34.
Buffalo 1105, clear for 34.
The airplane looked kind of odd because you can see, you know, the one landing gear stuck up.
Just enough fuel for another attempt.
Round one more time.
This time, Ray will slam the plane down even harder.
Okay,
Gemini Tower. It's Buffalo 1105. Request the left-hand circuit to try a second touch and go.
Buffalo 1105,
continue
to progression.
And flaps 100. Flaps 100 selected traveling.
And here we go.
We hit even harder than the first time, and like I swear to God, that freaking prop was gonna hit. I was like, holy frick.
Max power,
flap 78, flap 78 selected.
Hey, LI Tower, Buffalo 1105.
None of this works.
Yeah, BAQ company.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Sorry, you're landing the airplane.
The only thing left is to bite the bullet and do it.
With their fuel supply dwindling, Ray's down to his last option.
There's nothing left but to do this.
He'll have to land the plane.
The next one will be...
Circling Yellowknife in an Electra with the right landing gear stuck in the wheel well.
We've got the tower up and they've got all the emergency equipment standing by.
Ray Weaver, on the verge of retirement, is running out of fuel and options.
Yeah, BAQ company.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Sorry, you're landing the airplane.
We're landing the airplane, Joe. We tried two touch and goes and there's no movement. And the only thing left is to bite the bullet and do it. And it's up to you now whether you want all four props gone or just the two on the right-hand side.
The million-dollar question was, are we going to belly the airplane in with no landing gear or use the two that are still working? To be honest, the engines are worth more than the airplane.
Hey, man, you're the captain. You're in the airplane. I'm not. I'm sitting on the desk with my feet up on it, so you're in the seat, not me.
We're doing the less damage here if we put it in on the one beam. I just thought you might want to get your two bits worth in there.
If that's your decision, go for it, guys. That's all right with me.
My father has a tendency to freak out over small things, but when it's a big thing, you know, he's actually really calm and controlled.
And Joe's not the only one.
Had I indicated that I thought this was going to be the end of the world for all of us, it would have evoked a different reaction from the crew. There was no time and no place for that. We had a job to do, and it was just a matter of doing it.
If it was anybody else, we'd probably say just belly the airplane in. But because it was Ray and how he knows the airplane, we knew that he could take on the task of landing like that and possibly saving a heck load of parts.
There's not much left to do with this thing.
Ray has to keep the plane upright and rolling straight ahead as long as he can, slowing down so he doesn't veer off the runway at dangerously high speed.
Okay, Yellowknife Tower, Buffalo 1105, returning 5 miles, mile 34, full stop.
But whatever happens, the two right engines are going to be torn apart. The crew will have just seconds to pull the emergency handles to shut down fuel to all four engines, preventing a fire.
When the right side goes down, we do 3 and 4. And then when I lose control, we use 1 and 2.
Check.
5. Call 300 feet to fish on.
Check.
This is gonna hurt. I knew it was gonna hurt the airplane.
200.
It's like the final curtain. Bring her down.
100. Fuel ignition off 3-4. Contact number 48. 40. 30. 20.
Wait, no, stopping.
Help me on the other on there, Sean. 10.
The touchdown on the left main line of gear. The right side of the airplane started coming down. You could feel the thump, thump, thump of the propellers hitting.
D-handle 3 and 4. Hand punch.
2.
1 at go.
Surreal to see VAQ out there. It looks like a wounded duck laying on the side of the road. It didn't look natural. What the f*** is that piece over there?
Both right engines are seriously damaged. One propeller is mangled beyond repair, and the other ripped completely off.
Get down there, bud. Well, I just wanted to see the crew, see the whites of their eyes and see that they're okay, and then we're left with an airplane. What are we gonna do?
He didn't even scream. Normally after any kind of stress, he doesn't breathe a word, and then there's just like, at the end.
Ray did a good job. He put it right where he said he would put it, and all of us got out of the airplane and walked away. Any landing you can walk away from is a good one.
A hero in the twilight of his career. But Ray still can't shake the sick feeling in his gut.
It's the worst incident I've had in 50 years of flying. You can't damage an airplane and walk away without feeling something. And, you know, I've loved airplanes since I was a little kid. And, you know, it hurts to damage one. You do your best, and sometimes it's not good enough.
It's been a hell of a Monday. Now, the crew from Buffalo Flight 1105 returns to the hangar in a van instead of their plane. On the brink of retirement, Ray has just performed the most difficult landing of his life.
They followed procedure. They followed what they were trained to do, and it was like a textbook landing in the end.
I'll meet you here. That's all I'm glad about, boys.
You guys had me tears, man.
Props at that point were just getting lost. And then I couldn't hold it anymore. She went off the runway. Actually, we weren't going very fast. If I hadn't had my seatbelt on, I wouldn't have been thrown out of my chair. It was gentle as hell.
Okay, let's go. Let's get that thing out of there. We got the whole airport closed down. We're all in here jacking off. Come on, let's go.
The entire Yellowknife Airport is shut down until BAQ can be removed.
Don't get under there too much, eh? That gear's gonna want to come down, eh?
They need to get the right gear down so they can tow the plane to the hangar. But prying the gear doors open is proving difficult.
It's all jammed up in there, man.
So Chuck comes up with a new idea. But the gear is still stuck.
That gear is jammed up in there. We're not going to get it down.
We don't know what's holding, but it might be just the shortage of hydraulics or what they
want. Everybody's curious to see what's underneath those doors. We'll take a look.
As a pilot, you have to have faith in the airplane, faith in your maintenance, and faith in yourself. If I look after my airplane, it'll look after me. In this case, we hurt the airplane. It's just not to be done.
A lot of time in that airplane. A lot of good time.
Well, it's a damn good airplane. You see it laying there is
is that?
You hate your friend.
Well, let's just get it a little bit higher, push that back, sink down. Lock it.
Beside runway 34, BAQ's right landing gear is finally down.
Yeah, down, locking. Okay.
You notice that gear, fellow, as soon as the door's open? That's one of the secrets.
Chuck and the boys start bringing her home. Flight engineer Luby can barely look at his mangled baby.
For me, it's not just aircraft. For me, it's 14 years life, yeah, with this aircraft.
Well, you can see right here, this has got burn marks on it. How about the inside? Yeah, look at this, right here. There's raw rubber on that. There's raw rubber. Yeah. If this door had come up and got inside the tire,
yeah,
that may have been what kicked this actuator out of sequence.
They'll have time to figure out exactly what went wrong, and government authorities will carry out a thorough investigation.
They waste a day of our time, man. We gotta get going.
We gotta get back to work. We have $1 million customer sitting on a frozen lake. What are we going to say to him?
It's got to get done job. You know, we took a commitment to mobilize a camp. We'll see that commitment through. We have to do it.
Now the job of getting the backup plane ready in a hurry falls to Chuck.
We can do anything. We're the Mavericks of the North, man.
First up, LBA needs an engine transplant. Fortunately, there's a donor right outside the hangar door.
We had to take an engine off BAQ to put on LBA.
You got to come up. Good, keep coming in straight.
Slow down, boys.
Great.
We don't want her to go through the wing. We want to attach her to the wing.
Come on in.
Over the next 2 days, the mechanics work to get LBA ready.
All hands on deck.
Okay.
Pull off the tire, do the bearings, let's do the whole thing.
Well, the mechanics got 48 hours around the clock, pushing hard, stress.
When I get here at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, this thing's going to be running. Goddamn close. It's going to be outside. Running. Well.
But getting the backup Electra up and running is only part of the equation.
I was quite worried about Ray and the crew. I didn't know how they were doing. So folks are on getting the airplane ready to go that I was just hoping that they can get past what happened and get back to work.
Are you going to be up to go flying tomorrow?
Well, they want a ground run, but I think if everything works out, they're probably going to want us to load it up and build it. You're going to be up to that? Probably good for all to see it back. Fall off. Yeah, fall off the horse, you get back on it, right?
Finally, after 2 days in the hangar, the maintenance on the backup Electra is done. Now, they'll find out if the plane and the crew are good to go.
They got the new engine on. It's about ready to go out for a ground run, and fingers crossed, because if it goes good, put the crew in her, go for a flight, we're back at work. Running, we're all happy. It's going on its first trip.
Then the pilots cut the engine.
That's not good. It felt like deja vu, you know, the river shuttle and then the whole Christmas fiasco was not fun times.
Buffalo can't afford another delay. The crew is ready to get back in action, but now the backup Electra itself seems to be shaking with fear.
Get out and start that APU. I want you to spin that engine over.
On the Buffalo ramp, the backup Electra is set to save $1 million contract.
I don't really feel anything.
But a mechanical mystery on the newly installed number 4 engine has put the job in jeopardy.
On the initial run-up, we got word from the crew that they're encountering a vibration.
Still there?
Yep. Quite pronounced. It didn't happen until after he pulled the starter cut out. About 80, somewhere probably about 8,700 RPM.
Chucky attacked it right away and was trying to figure out what could be causing the problem.
Okay, there's something loose here, man. That's loose.
There's one thing that's going to vibrate. Listen to this. Hear that?
Is the clamp loose?
Yeah, the other clamp that holds the pipe, that's what it is.
It's one small detail the mechanics missed during the engine transfer.
I got her. Look at that.
Hey,
Baba. No more knocky-knocky noise. Okay, I'm gonna close the thing here. This shit's coming to a brutal end.
Back in a job. So we lost Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday we're flying again.
I want to get these out of here.
Yeah, get them out of here. I'm quite proud of everybody. The get her done attitude got her done, and now we're back to work.
Radar, transponder. Radar is off. Transponder is DAR.